Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Terminologies in Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential terms such as models, training, data, and generators, and how these concepts relate to the functionality of generative AI. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to define these key terminologies and understand their significance within the context of generative AI, particularly for product management in finance. Main content overview of essential terms. Models in generative AI. A model is a mathematical representation designed to generate outputs based on input data. Think of it as a set of algorithms that have been trained to recognize patterns in data. For instance, a generative model can create new financial reports or simulate market scenarios by learning from historical data. The effectiveness of a model often depends on its architecture and the data it has been trained on. Training refers to the process of feeding data into a model so it can learn and improve its performance. This is achieved through an iterative process where the model adjusts its parameters to minimize errors in its predictions. In finance, training a generative AI model can involve using vast datasets of historical transactions to understand customer behavior. The more diverse and extensive the data, the better the model will perform in generating realistic outputs. Data is the cornerstone of any generative AI system. It includes the raw information that models use to learn and generate outputs. In the context of finance, this could mean transaction records, customer demographics, or even market trends. High-quality, well-structured data is crucial because it directly impacts the model's accuracy and relevance. For example, if a model is trained on incomplete or biased data, its outputs may not accurately reflect reality, leading to poor decision-making. Generators are the specific components of a generative AI system that produce outputs. Based on the learned patterns from the model, they can create various forms of content, from textual reports to visualizations of financial data. In finance, a generator might create predictive models for investment strategies or generate customer-specific financial advice based on their transaction history. How these terms relate to the functionality of generative AI. Understanding these terminologies helps clarify how generative AI operates within the finance industry. The interplay between models, training, data, and generators is crucial for developing effective AI-driven solutions. For instance, consider a fintech company leveraging generative AI to create personalized investment recommendations. It starts with gathering diverse datasets, data that include market trends, economic indicators, and individual customer profiles. The company then trains a model using this data, adjusting its parameters to better understand customer preferences and market dynamics. Training. Once the model is trained, the generator can produce customized investment strategies tailored to each customer, enhancing their user experience and potentially increasing customer satisfaction and retention. Conclusion. In summary, this lesson has equipped you with a foundational understanding of key terminologies in generative AI. Models, training, data, and generators. These concepts are interconnected and vital for developing effective AI applications in the finance sector. By understanding these terms, you are better prepared to leverage generative AI in your role as a product manager, facilitating more informed and strategic decision-making. Reflection questions. How can understanding the concept of models enhance your ability to evaluate AI solutions for your product offerings? In what ways can the quality of data impact the performance of generative AI in financial applications? Reflect on a time when you might utilize a generator to create financial insights or reports. How would this change your approach to data analysis? Word count: 1028.